All right, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, we've been mentioning that this is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Joining us right now, the Executive Director of the Child Abuse Neglect Council of St. Clair County, Sherry Archibald. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, I mean, we know that, unfortunately, child abuse does not take a break, and it's certainly something that we need to be concerned about and talk about. But because of the COVID-19 pandemic, it is interrupting some of the things that were planned for this month, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Starting with yesterday, we typically plant with volunteers and staff over 3,000 pinwheels in downtown Port Huron and other businesses and schools, child cares throughout the entire county. And we have put that on hold, or actually maybe possibly even canceled that. Our state association is asking us not to do that with the stay home, stay safe order. Though we could practice social distancing, we'd be outside. We don't want to be responsible for encouraging people to come out when they're asking everyone to stay home.
Yeah, makes sense. But we can certainly display things in our own yard if we want to put a blue pinwheel or blue lights or blue ribbons or anything like that, right?
We absolutely can, and we'll be putting blue pinwheels out in the flower boxes in front of our office today. And so what we think we're going to do is put extras out there and ask the public, anyone who wants to, if you want to swing by all by yourself and grab some of the pinwheels and take them with you, put them out in front of your business or your home. We certainly encourage them to do that. We just don't believe now is a good time to be asking everyone to come out and help plant 2,000 throughout downtown Port Huron.
Yeah.
So it does raise awareness. You know, one of the points of that is for people to ask, what is that blue pinwheel? Why are there so many everywhere? And the blue pinwheel represents the whimsical, fun childhood that we believe every child deserves. And so it is a way of raising awareness and getting the public to ask that question so that we can then talk to them further about what is going on in their community.
Mm. Yeah, a conversation that really needs to happen, isn't it?
It is. So we're even more concerned right now as we are facing this shut-in. So children definitely could face a heightened risk of abuse and neglect during this, with schools closed. What we know is nationally and locally, our educators are our biggest hotline, our biggest tipsters for those children who are being abused or that may have something wrong at home or, you know, with them. And so what we're seeing is a big decline both in our state, our county, but nationally as well, of reports. So law enforcement and social workers are our second largest tipster, and they're not going in the homes as well. So there's a very big concern about children being shut in right now with possibly their abuser. But on the flip side, we could say if their abuser is someone outside of the home, you know, maybe they're safe at home. So we're concerned about that, and we're just wanting to encourage everyone to pay very close attention to your neighbors, to your family. We encourage, you know, the social media, FaceTime, Zoom, anything you can do to check in on those children, especially those that you may have had that nagging feeling something may not be right. If we encourage people to do that, then we can maybe together all help to keep them safe as they're closed in their homes.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about that, Sherry, because I think a lot of people have this instinct to not get involved, or they don't want to cause a problem or falsely report something where there isn't something going on. But if somebody does feel that there might be an abuse situation, what should they do?
Well, we always encourage everyone, if you see something, say something. So the biggest thing is that when you report, it is anonymous. No one knows you're the one reporting. I've made reports myself. The first thing they need to know is you're better wrong than not taking that chance and making that report. No one will know if there's nothing really going on. It's a quick investigation and, you know, everything goes on as normal. There's no harm done. But if you don't say anything and something is going on, then there could be significant consequences for the child if we don't do that. So we definitely encourage, if you see something, say something. You can call your local law enforcement. You can call your local CPS. We also have a national hotline number that anytime, anywhere, anyone can call and report child abuse, and that is 855-444-3911. And you can also go online and actually fill out a report for Child Protective Services right online.
All right, very good. I guess, finally, Sherry, what advice do you have for parents or grandparents or, you know, caretakers that are, you know, feeling a little cooped up with the kids these days? It's, you know, and we've still got weeks ahead of us of this isolation. What advice do you have?
weeks, or I hear sometimes from people months, so we are very concerned about that. Yeah, and I know next week you'll be talking to Lindsay Chopp, our prevention education coordinator, and she's going to give some great tips about prevention and things you can do with your children. But we're also, parents should find ways to make social connections, both for themselves and their children. Virtual play dates, if parents feel overwhelmed, take a break, go out, step out on the patio for a few minutes, whatever you need to do to take that break and step away. I know a lot of people are using FaceTime and Zoom. We just had a staff meeting yesterday using Zoom. It worked perfectly. My son's birthday was yesterday, so we had a family FaceTime gathering from all over the county and even into Macomb County to wish him a happy birthday. We sang on FaceTime. So things like that really help a lot. I know Deb Johnson was just on as well talking about that face-to-face, even if it is over the internet, is still better than just texting and talking on the phone. So we definitely are encouraging them to do those types of things. I know Lindsay in her neighborhood, they had a children's trivia game by Zoom, and they had a great time doing that. They got all the neighborhood children together and played trivia with the children. So a lot of different things to keep them active. Definitely, we're more concerned about the parents paying attention to who are their children talking to. Maybe now is a great time to sit down and talk to your children about what's been going on in their life and who they hung out with and what they've done outside of the home, because you have them captured right now. So it's a great time to talk to them about how things are going in their life and encourage them to always speak out and talk to them or a trusted adult if they do have concerns about anything that's going on with them.
All right. Great advice. Sherry, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Be safe. Be well.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. And if I could, I do have one more announcement that I sadly have to make. As you know, April 30th was our annual Dinner for Kids' Sake summer nights get-together. And sadly, with the extension of the social distancing by the federal government to the end of April, we do believe that it makes most sense that we postpone that dinner. So we want to just inform the public that our Dinner for Kids' Sake will be postponed. We have not confirmed the new date yet, but once we have that, we will definitely let you and your listeners know. And we have notified all of the people that have already bought a ticket. And then we'll have that on our Facebook and our website page as well, so people will know when that new date is.
Good to know. Hang on to the ticket. It'll be good for whatever the new date is, and that's to be determined.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Sherry, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye now. Mm-hmm.